December 6, 1923, how to go around and fly in the eternal volition. The mission of the Most Holy Virgin, the mission of Jesus, and the mission of Louisa for the coming of the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. Difference between the sanctity of the divine will and that of virtues. I was praying, and my sweet Jesus made himself seen in my interior, staring at me. And I, drawn by his gaze, looked at him, down into his interior, which seemed to be like a crystal in which one could see all that my beloved Jesus was doing. And uniting myself with him, I tried to do what he was doing. At other times, it seemed to me that Jesus would take my soul in his hands, and would throw it in flight into the immensity of his will, telling me, the newborn of my will. You were born in my will, in it do I want you to live. Fly, fly in the eternal volition. Fulfill your office. See what needs to be done between the divinity and the creatures. Go around all generations, but always in my will, otherwise you will not find them all. And loving, working, repairing, adoring for all, you will go before the Supreme Majesty to give it all the love and the homages of all and of each one, as the first newborn daughter of our will. I would start my flight and Jesus would follow my flight with his gaze. But who can say what I did? In his will I could find all the love which his will was to give to the creatures, and because they would not take it, it was suspended, waiting to be taken. And so I would make it my own, and investing all created intelligences, I would form for each thought an act of love, of adoration, and of all that every intelligence was supposed to give God. And embracing everything within me, as though placing everyone on my lap, I would reach the vault of the heavens to place them on the lap of the Celestial Father, saying to him, Holy Father, I come to your throne to bring you on my lap all your children, your dear images, created by you, in order to place them on your divine lap, so that you may bind and retie once again that will which they had broken from you. It is the little daughter of your will to ask this of you. I am little, it is true, but I take on the commitment to satisfy you for all. I will not depart from your throne, if you do not bind the human will with the divine, so that, bringing it to the earth, the kingdom of your will may come upon earth. Nothing is denied to little ones, because what they ask is nothing other than the echo of your own will and of what you yourself want. Then I would go to Jesus, who was waiting for me in my little room, and he would receive me in his arms, covering me with kisses and caresses, telling me, My little one, in order for the will of heaven to descend upon earth, it is necessary that all human acts be sealed and glazed with acts of divine will, so that, in seeing that all the acts of the creatures are covered with its will, drawn by the powerful magnet of its own volition, the Supreme will may descend upon earth and reign in it. You, then, have been given this task, as first newborn of our will. Know that in order to draw the Word and make him descend from heaven, my mama took on this commitment to go around all generations. And making all the acts of human will her own, she placed the divine will in them, since she possessed so much of this capital of the supreme volition as to surpass all that all creatures together would possess. And for every round she made in it, this capital multiplied. And so, I, Eternal Word, in seeing that one of our most faithful creatures had covered, with so much grace and love, all the human acts with the divine will, taking to heart all that was needed in order to do this, and in seeing that our will was present in the world, drawn, descended from heaven. The second commitment befitted me in order to form redemption. How much I had to go around, across all human acts, as though taking them all in my hand and covering them, sealing them, glazing them with my divine will, in order to attract my Celestial Father, making him look at all the human acts covered with that divine will which man had rejected into the celestial regions, so that my divine Father would open the gates of heaven, which had been closed by the human will. There's no good which does not descend by means of my will. The third one is yours. It befits you, firstborn daughter of our will, to add the third seal of our will upon all human acts to the first and the second, in order to obtain the coming of the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. Therefore, go around, my daughter, over all the human acts of creatures. Penetrate into the hearts. Bring to each heartbeat the heartbeat of my will, to each thought the kiss, the knowledge of my will. Impress the omnipotent fiat in every word. Invade everything. Overwhelm everyone with it, that my kingdom may come upon earth. Your Jesus will not leave you alone in these rounds. I will assist you and guide you in everything. And while he was saying this, I continued my flight, going around everything and everyone. But who can say what I did? Jesus alone can say it, who made me do it. So I spent a night always with Jesus, and while going around, I would bring him now all thoughts, now all words, now works, steps, heartbeats, all invested by his will. And Jesus received everything with love and made feast. Then he said to me, do you see what great difference exists between the sanctity in my will and that of other virtues? The first one is to receive in every instant the currents of grace, of light, of love, and in each one of her acts, the creature remains in order with her Creator. Therefore it is the sanctity which is closest to her Creator. The second, that of the other virtues, exists in time and circumstances, whenever the occasion occurs to exercise now patience, now obedience, now charity and the like. And if occasions do not come about, the virtues remain interrupted and without growth, and cannot receive the good which a virtue in act contains. On the other hand, in the sanctity of my will there are no stops or interruptions. My will is always fixed on darting through the creature. She can receive it in every instant. Whether she breathes, thinks, speaks, palpitates, takes food or sleeps, everything enters my volition, and in every instant she can be filled with my will along with all the goods it contains.